Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 4, The Essence of All Vedic Ritualistic Performances. Brihad Upalabdham Etad Avayanti Avasheshataya Yata Udayastam Ayau Vikritter Mridi Vavrikritat Atta Rishayo Dadhustwayi Mano Vachanacharitam Katham Ayata Bhavanti Bhuvi Datta Padani Nirnam. The personified Vedas continued to pray. Dear Lord Krishna, considering all points of view, if one has to worship someone superior to oneself, then just out of good behavior, one should stick to the worship of your lotus feet, because you are the ultimate controller of creation, maintenance, and dissolution. You are the controller of the three worlds, Bhur, Bhuvar, and Svar. And you are the controller of the 14 upper and lower worlds, and you are also the controller of the three material qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Iti tava surayas tri adipate akila lokamala kshapana katam mithabhim avaghaya tapangsi jahu kim uttapunak swadhama vidutashaya kala guna parama bhajanti ye padam ajasra sukanu bhavam. Demigods and persons advanced in spiritual knowledge are always engaged in hearing and chanting about your transcendental pastimes, because this has the specific potency of nullifying the accumulated results of sinful life. Intelligent persons factually take a dip in the ocean of your nectarian activities and very patiently hear of them. Thus, they immediately become freed from the contamination of the material qualities, and they do not have to undergo severe penances and austerities for advancement of spiritual life. This chanting and hearing of your transcendental pastimes is the easiest process for self-realization. Simply by submissive oral reception of the transcendental message, one's heart becomes cleansed of all dirty things. Thus, Krishna consciousness becomes fixed in the heart of a devotee. The great authority Bhishma Dev has also given the opinion that this process of chanting and hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the essence of all Vedic ritualistic performances. The personified Vedas continue to pray. Dear Lord Krishna, the devotee who wants to elevate him or herself simply by this process of devotional activities, especially by hearing and chanting, very soon comes out of the clutches of the dualities of material existence. And by this simple process of penance and austerity, the supersoul within the devotee's heart becomes very pleased and thus gives the devotee directions so that one may go back to home, back to Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Jitatmana prashantasya param atma samahita shitoshna sukha dukeshu tapa mana pamanayo. One who engages all activities and senses in the devotional service of Lord Krishna becomes completely pacified, because the supersoul is satisfied with that person. Thus, the devotee becomes transcendental to all kinds of dualities, such as heat and cold, honor and dishonor. Being freed from all dualities, one feels transcendental bliss and no longer suffers cares and anxieties due to material existence. Indeed, Bhagavad Gita confirms that the devotee who is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness has no anxieties for his or her maintenance or protection. Being constantly absorbed in Krishna consciousness, one ultimately achieves the highest perfection. And while in material existence, one lives very peacefully and blissfully without any cares and anxieties. And after quitting this body, one goes back to home, back to Godhead. Lord Krishna confirms in Bhagavad Gita, Mam upetya punarjanma dukhalayam ashaspatam napnuvanti mahatmana sansidhim paramangata. My supreme abode is a transcendental place where going no one returns to this material world. Anyone who attains that supreme perfection, being engaged in my personal devotional service in the eternal abode, reaches the highest perfection of human life and does not have to come back again to the miserable material world. Dhritaya iva svashanti asubhrito yadite nuvidha mahad aham adayo andam asrijan yad anugrahata Purusha Viddo Anvaya Atra Charamo Anna Mayadishu Yat Sadasata Param Twam Atta Yad Eshu Avashesham Ritam. The personified Vedas continue to pray. My dear Lord Krishna, it is imperative that the living entities be engaged in Krishna consciousness, always rendering devotional service by the prescribed methods such as hearing and chanting and executing your orders. But if a person is not engaged in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, it is useless for him or her to exhibit the symptoms of life. Generally, it is accepted that if a person is breathing, then he or she is alive. But a person without Krishna consciousness may be compared to the bellows in a blacksmith shop. The big bellows is a bag of skin which exhales and inhales air. And a human being who is simply living within the bag of skin and bones of the body without taking to Krishna consciousness and loving devotional service is no better than the bellows of the blacksmith. Similarly, a non-devotee's long duration of life is compared to the long existence of a tree. One's voracious eating capacity is compared to the eating of the dogs and hogs. And one's enjoyment in sex life is compared to that of goats and hogs. Thus ends chapter 87, scene 4, the essence of all Vedic ritualistic performances. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.